On the night of Thursday, June 30th, the United States Senate voted to pass a new trade agreement. It's called the Dominican Republic Central American Free Trade Agreement, known as DR-CAFTA. It would eliminate tariffs between not only the U.S. and the Dominican Republic, but also Costa Rica, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala as well. Three major voices have protested DR-CAFTA out of concern that the trade agreement will intensify human suffering. The U.S. sugar industry is afraid that as many as 146,000 jobs will be lost to Central American countries if sugar companies transplant their operations to save money. AIDS activists are worried that this will make AIDS drugs out of reach to many Central Americans, because the agreement includes a provision that extends the time period in which U.S. drug companies have access to Central American markets, postponing the introduction of affordable, generic drugs. And labor unions fear not only the loss of jobs to foreign countries, but also the exploitation of Central American workers. DR-CAFTA would replace an earlier agreement in these countries called the Caribbean Basin Initiative, which allowed the U.S. to levy sanctions based on labor violations. So labor activists are concerned that Central American workers will be left exposed to corporate cruelty with no recourse. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin argued this point.
It means if you hire children to make textile goods or whatever they happen to be, if you exploit these little kids in one of these countries, if you work people enormous hours without adequate compensation, if you stop them from organizing and bargaining collectively, the laws in Central America are not going to be there to protect those workers.
A fourth voice has recently entered the chorus of those protesting DR-CAFTA. People concerned about the abuse of animals are now saying that the trade agreement will help spread huge factory farms into Central America. Factory farms are known for crowding animals into cages, often immobilizing them. They also typically mutilate animals, such as cauterizing chickens' beaks or cutting off pigs' tails, to keep them from biting each other under such intensive confinement. In factory farms, animals are subjected to human control over water, food, light, mobility, social and family relations, and reproduction. After they've lived a fraction of their natural lifespan, they're killed for human food. A New York City-based organization called Wetlands Preserve is one group pointing out the looming impact of DR-CAFTA on animals. Eileen Patrick explains that large factory farms in DR-CAFTA countries will be the only farms capable of competing on this new international scale.
Free trade provisions under CAFTA, DR-CAFTA, give large corporations more freedom and ability to monopolize the markets, pushing out smaller businesses, and small farmers will go out of business.
In addition to spreading factory farms southward, meat consumption in Central America is expected to rise under DR-CAFTA, according to the chief economist of the American Farm Bureau. The U.S. would export more meat.
Exports of poultry will increase by $144 million a year. Exports of pork to increase by $35 million a year, and beef, $36 million.
If this free trade agreement is ratified, agricultural products will immediately become duty-free between the seven countries involved. 38 agribusiness organizations in the U.S. are vocally supporting the agreement. But animals on farms aren't the only ones living under the shadow of DR-CAFTA. Wild animals are also under threat. This trade agreement includes weak regulations against environmental destruction. Corporations would be able to threaten huge lawsuits against countries that try to enforce environmental protections. Also, large fishing companies would threaten sea animals by combing the ocean with huge nets, scooping up sea turtles and some fish that would otherwise be left alone. 8% of the world's biodiversity is found in Central America. DR-CAFTA won't be ratified until it passes the U.S. House of Representatives. The House vote will come sometime between July 11th and August 1st, and it's unclear right now what the vote will be. If DR-CAFTA takes effect, it will set a precedent for even broader expansion of free trade. Specifically, it could be followed by the Andean Free Trade Agreement and, eventually, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. The FTAA would loosen trade barriers for corporations throughout the Western Hemisphere. To learn more about CAFTA and the campaign to end it, visit www.stopcafta.org. To contact your representative in the House about CAFTA, call 866-340-9281. In Boston, this is Home Fries.